This is episode 21 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Bonnie Jean Mitchell's book, Journey with the Star People. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to read from a section of the book that is titled Hybrids. And this is what Bonnie has written. One of my first conscious experiences with the hybrid people occurred when I was 21 years old. When I say hybrid, I'm referring to a person who has a mixture of human and star person genetics. It does not always seem to be a half and half mix, but more like some DNA got switched around here and there. In fact, it would not surprise me if a hybrid was created with a conglomeration of genetic material from a number of different entities. So this gives them an interesting and varied look. I was consciously awake for a good part of this experience, but was disoriented at times. What happened that night would set a precedent for visitations that followed. The sheer reality of it screaming in my face, telling me to rethink my whole worldview. I found myself in a place that I called home. I believe I referred to it that way because of the strong feelings of love and family I was immersed in. I started off standing on a wet, muddy mountainside not far from the summit. It was a clear night, stars shining, all five senses working overtime. There were other mountains close by, all covered with tall clumps of grass and trees. As I stood there on the slope, two UFOs slowly flew over. One was a small one, light-coloured disc with multicoloured lights encircling the edges. The other one had no visible lighting and was larger, probably about 20 feet in diameter, with black and grey colouring, looking surprisingly like hard plastic. That one in particular seemed very familiar to me, so much so that I knew I had a connection with these star people and had definitely seen them before. I smiled and waved as the ships flew over. They both tilted back and forth onto their sides slightly, I suppose to say hello. I got a warm, friendly feeling from them. They quietly flew up to the top of the mountain and out of my sight. I excitedly took off after them, slipping and losing my balance in the mud, landing on my knees. I grabbed a clump of grass and caught myself, managing to stumble my way to the top. Now I could see that the two ships had landed, and beyond them stood a white, one-story building made of brick. Breath came in short spurts as I ran for the parked UFOs. Their doors opened and an array of people came out. Humans, star people that looked like humans, and hybrids. They all seemed to be friendly, and they smiled and greeted me as they passed. I was completely in awe, standing there with a gaping grin on my face, hands and legs covered in mud. It must have been a fascinating sight for them as well. A third UFO landed nearby. I stood and stared open-mouthed as a star person exited the craft and approached me. He smiled and said, "Do not worry, soon we will be introduced to the Earth." He invited me to the white building, in which there was a party of some sort going on. I gladly accepted the invitation. We entered the building together, but then he turned right and I turned left as we went our separate ways. The party was more like a family reunion, boasting all shapes and sizes of people. It was truly amazing. I didn't know what to do, and there was no one guiding me, so I looked for a friendly face. I briefly sat at a table with a male hybrid who had striking green eyes and jet black hair. He looked almost completely human, but I could sense that something was different. I wanted to stay and talk, but someone was calling me from a side door. They kept coaxing me to come on, come on. So I ended up walking toward the voice and leaving the building. My memory blanks out there. I already had the knowledge of the existence of hybrids, but I had never seen one face to face. From the reading I had done, I expected a hybrid to be small, frail, weak-looking, generally unhealthy child. The hybrids I have seen, however, have all been strong and healthy. The first ones I met were already strong adults. These were not deformed-looking, grotesque monstrosities. They very much had the appearance of being human, but some with larger-than-normal eyes and paler skin. Light-coloured hair seemed to prevail, but I have seen dark brown and black hair as well. Also, every hybrid I met had a pleasant demeanour. This experience, however, being the first one of its kind, was a real shocker for me. During the event, I was completely aware of my surroundings and I was free to explore. I gawped openly as people of various sizes and colours passed me, casually talking and strolling by as if everything were normal. What really scared me was the idea that it was normal. The thought that I had some type of connection with these people was frightening, even though it felt good to be there. I had that feeling of being in a loving environment, and nothing that I experienced or witnessed made me feel otherwise. It was just the fact that it was so new to me. Many of the people, whether they were star person, human, or hybrid, already seemed familiar to me. How could that be? I didn't remember them, but I had a feeling I had been around these people before. I was confused and amazed, and left to ponder the possibilities over in my mind. No one was offering any explanation and I, of course, was too dumbfounded to ask. I had the feeling this was my introductory experience with the hybrids because after this, I would see hybrid people again in group settings and one-on-one. While I was just beginning to develop some sort of a sense of where I stood with the visitations, a new pattern of events came flowing out of my mind to fill the pages of my dream journal. These new experiences involved the government and, strangely, the government having some kind of connection with the star people. Many times during aware states of consciousness, I was in the presence of military personnel, including Army and Air Force. One night I had a vivid dream about a nearby NASA base swarming with activity. Airplanes and helicopters flew across the sky, all headed for the base. There were so many, I knew something must have been going on. Being the inquisitive individual I am, I got in my car and started driving over that way to check it out. The road was filled with heavily laden army trucks. I turned on the car radio to hear some tunes. All the local people wanted to know was what the commotion was. So a conference was held at the town hall and an announcement broadcasted over the radio. The public was informed that the army trucks were simply delivering toys to the elementary schools in the area. The people accepted this ridiculous explanation and went about their business. I, however, did not accept it because, for one thing, they were headed in the wrong direction. I drove over to the NASA base and went inside the gates. I parked the car and walked through the airplane hangars and other types of buildings until I came to a structure that seemed to be at the center of attention. Trucks pulled up and soldiers were walking about. I carefully snuck inside and worked my way into a back room. I was looking for any information I could find. As I was snooping, a man in uniform walked in and found me there, but was not really surprised to see me. He smiled and said, "Come with me." So I followed him. He led me outside to a cleared field that was surrounded by trees, hidden from view. A UFO had landed in the field and brought babies with it. Why the UFO came to the NASA base, I have no idea. At that point, my attention was completely drawn and focused on the little newborn star people. The man escorted me over to an area off to the side that I can't remember too well. What I do know is that he placed a baby in my arms and then backed off. Okay, so this week I was reading from Bonnie Jean Mitchell's book, Journey with the Star People. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $5 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $2 a month, you get an extended episode every month. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFO Podcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review. And be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.